Rain from a lashing storm didn't stop runners from running in the Boston Marathon yesterday, and for the third time in a row, a Kenyan took the men's crown, Robert Cheruiyot. Russia's Lidia Grigoryeva captured the woman's crown at the marathon. His time was 2 hours 14 minutes and 13 seconds. That's 7 minutes slower than last year. Racers were affected by those high winds, chilly temperatures, and wet conditions. Boston Marathon officials almost canceled the race for the first time. Andrea Shea from member station WBUR in Boston has more.
Here we go, here we go.
Over the weekend, a fierce nor'easter pounded Boston with freezing temperatures, high winds, and heavy rain. The foul weather let up some during the early hours of the marathon, but not enough to put medical professionals at ease. Neil Hanlon is a physician stationed at the emergency shelter on Heartbreak Hill, a notorious stretch along the route.
We're worried about runners with hypothermia. They're wet. They're not wearing much clothing. And then people are running in wet foot gear.
It's been a challenge today, mainly because of having wet feet the whole way. So I got some pretty bad blisters on my feet.
Greg Macklin of Godfrey, Illinois, stops in the tent for a moleskin patch and says it would take more than blisters and bad weather to stop him from finishing the marathon.
When I left my house, my wife said, "You crazy man." So, you know, but after training for so long all winter, there's no way I wasn't going to do it, so.
In a nearby ambulance, runner Ida Carroll says pure determination isn't always enough.
I just knew I wasn't going to be able to finish if I didn't stop here. And now I'm not going to be able to finish.
Carol's prognosis is mild hypothermia. A few yards from here, runners Patty Ann McAdams and Alan Russell of New York pull off the road at the top of Heartbreak Hill. McAdams is wearing all white and a veil. In front of a tent, the two marathoners exchange wedding vows.
If the hills are steep or the winds are against us, from this day forward, we will have one another to share the struggle. Let us be reminded as we return that marriage is a marathon.
After a kiss and a sip of champagne, the newlyweds continue down the hill, running fast towards the finish line. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Shea.